الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This is our 34th session, Medina Book 2. And today, inshallah, we're going to try to do lesson number 20. Lesson number 20. Allergies? No.
Oh.
No, I was talking to a brother. He called me to come and discuss something with him, and he was sitting underneath a fan. And I sat there, and the fan was blowing on my head for about 45 minutes. And when I left, I was sick. قدر الله ما شاء فعل. Yeah. So anyway, that was tahur, inshallah. Now, lesson number 20 is what we want to do today. But before we do lesson number 20, we just want to quickly look at, the main thing that we covered in the previous lesson. And it is a continuation of matters related to the mudari, the fi'l mudari. And, we have been looking at the different forms of the fi'l mudari. And one of the things that we discussed recently was the fi'l mudari when it's marfu'un, and when it's mansub, and things like this, how it changes with N. And if it becomes mansub, that the sign that it's mansub, it changed from dhamma to fatha in some forms of the verb. And in other forms of the verb, three forms of the verb, it changes from the noon that's at the end of the verb, like in yaktubuna and taktubuna, or anti-taktubina. Those forms of the verb, the noon is deleted when it's mansub, and likewise when it's majzoom. And the last thing that we covered was the negation of the mudari verb that's used for future tense. When you're talking about the future, mustaqbal. Okay, we said that the fi'l madi, past tense verb, if you want to indicate negation, that you use the harf and nafi for past tense, which is ma. Like you say, ذهبت, I went, إلى السوق, to the marketplace. You want to negate it, you say, ما ذهبت إلى السوق. ما ذهبت إلى السوق. So ma is generally used with the fi'l ماضي, past tense verb. And we say with the present tense verb, لا is used. حرف النفي, لا. Okay, so if a person said, أذهب إلى السوق كل يوم, أذهب إلى السوق كل يوم. I go to the marketplace every day. If you want to indicate negation, you say لا أذهب. لا أذهب. I do not go. لا أذهب إلى السوق كل يوم. I don't go to the marketplace every day. We also said that if you use a mudari verb and want to indicate past tense, instead of using a past tense verb, fi'l madi, we can use fi'l mudari with lam. Lam. Say lam adhab means the same as ma dhahabtu. So we had ma with past tense verbs, la with present tense, and we had lam also with mudari verb that indicates madi, past tense meaning. And then in the last lesson we had len. Okay, negation for the future, mustaqbal. Okay, the mudari verb, if it's used with len, becomes mansoob. Comes mansub. Len adhaba. Len adhaba. Adhabu becomes len adhaba. So len, it makes the mudari verb mansub. And it's used when you're indicating the future tense. Something that's going to happen in the future. Later on, tomorrow, next week, or whatever. And we said that if you want to confirm, or you want to emphasize the meaning of negation for the future, then you use with len and the mudari verb abada. Len azhab ila biladil kufri abada. Okay, but if you don't say abadan, then it's not necessarily meaning it would never happen. It just means that I will not do it in the future, but it doesn't mean ever, ever, unless you say abadan. We said also with the past tense, ما ذهبت إلى بلاد الكفر. With past tense, if you want to emphasize the negation, you say قط. قط. ما ذهبت قط. Okay, so this is what we covered in the last lesson. In lesson number 19. That's what we covered in lesson number 19. Okay, so I'm just like quickly reviewing the matter. We're just reviewing. We finished lesson 19. We finished it. Okay, but what did we have in lesson 19? We had the negation of the mudari verb that is being used for future tense. In the future tense, we use len. If you're using it for present tense, al-hal, then you use la. La azhabu. You say len azhaba. It becomes mansub. And the sign that it's mansub, in five forms of the verb, the sign that it's mansub is that the dhamma changed to fatha. And three forms of the verb, the sign that it's mansub is the noon at the end is deleted. Hadhaf al-noon. And in two forms of the verb, the two that are feminine, plural, second person and third person, they are mabniyun, so they don't change. It doesn't matter if it's marfoon or mansubun or majzoom, it remains the same. So that's what we covered in lesson 19. So now, if there is any questions about what we covered in lesson 19, now is your chance to ask. Anything that's not clear about the negation of the fi'l mudari indicating future tense, istaqbal. Any question? Sa is the harf that's used to indicate, to confirm, to affirm future. You say adhabu, it means I go or I am going. But if you say sa adhabu, it means in the future I will go. Sa adhabu. And in place of that, you can say sawfa adhabu. Sawfa adhabu is basically close and almost the same meaning as sa adhabu. But len adhab means negation. Len adhab. When you use a negation, you don't have to use seen, the sa, you don't have to use it. It's clear that len is used for future tense. Okay, any other questions? Okay, lesson 20. Let's look at the English key in the back of the book. English key in the back of the book, page 67. This lesson is a very simple lesson. There's nothing complicated about it, inshallah. There are only 10 exercises in this lesson. Basically, they're all the same. There's not much to it. Some of it is just like, you know, something to examine, ta'ammal. And some of it is, you know... Well, the first question, obviously, is going to be on the dialogue. And it's brief. And the second one is brief. And the third one is... Okay. The fourth one, fifth one... Anyway, we might finish it today. It's possible. If not, then we'll finish it next week, inshallah. Alright, let's look at the English key. Page 67, back of the book, lesson 20. In this lesson, we learn the following. Number one. Well, there are only 2 points in this lesson. The first one is the most important one. The second one is just some vocabulary words and how to use them. In this lesson, we learn, number one, the dual in the accusative and genitive cases. Accusative and genitive cases. What is accusative and genitive? What does that mean? Mansub and majroor. Naam. Okay, we have already seen the dual when it is marfoon. In this lesson, we will see what it looks like when it's mansub and when it's majroor. We have learnt in book one the dual in the nominative case. For example, li akhawani, I have two brothers. Or fi bayti gurfatani kabiratani. So akhawani in the first sentence, li akhawani, akhawani is marfoon. And that's how the word akh, when it's in the dual form, two brothers, it looks, that's how it looks. Akh becomes akhawani. But what happens though, if it's not marfoon, when it's majroor or mansoob, then we'll see that akhawani becomes akhawaini. And likewise, in the second sentence, fi bayti, in my house, are gurfatani kabiratani, two large rooms. There are two large rooms in my house, okay? So gurfatani kabiratani is marfoon, gurfatan. This is the dual form, muthanna form of gurfa. If it is dual, you say gurfatan. That's if it's marfoon. But if it's majroor, mansoob, instead of saying gurfatani, we say what? Gurfataini. Instead of kabiratani, we say what? Kabirataini. Alright? So that's what this lesson is about. That's all it is about. That's it. How does the dual form muthanna look? When it's mansub or when it is majroor? That's all it is. Okay, we have learned that the normal nominative ending is Dhamma. The accusative ending is Fatha. And the genitive ending is Kasra. That's what we learned before. Let me just say here, it's not written here, right? But let me just say here. These endings, the Fatha and Kasra and Dhamma, that we've placed up here a long time ago, when it's Marfu, when it's Dhamma, when it's Majroor, it's Kasra, when it's Mansub, it's Fatha. Those endings are the primary endings that indicate the i'rab of a word. Primary ending, meaning that's the fundamental rule that we are applying to nouns. But then there are also secondary, alamat. There are secondary signs that indicate a word is marfoon or mansoob or majroor. They are secondary endings, okay? Secondary endings we will see what? When we see words that are dual and when we see words that are plural. Then we're not going to see Fatha, Kasra, Dhamma. Rather, the signs of something being marfoon is going to be different in the dual. It's going to be different in the plural. Alright? So those are called secondary signs. The primary signs are Fatha, Kasra, and Dhamma. Now we're seeing the secondary signs for the first time in words that are Muthanna. Secondary sign in Muthanna, instead of Aleph, Babani, it will be Ya, Babani. Okay? Instead of the Aleph for the dual, that indicates it's Marfoon. If it's Majroor or Mansoob, instead of Aleph, it's going to be Ya. So instead of saying Kitabani, you're going to say what? Kitabaini. Instead of saying Shajaratani, you're going to say what? Shajarataini. I mean, that's simple enough, right? Instead of saying Zawjani, you're going to say what, yeah? Akhi, I don't want to say anybody's name. He might be married. Instead of saying Zawjani, we're going to say what? Zawjani, Zawjani. Zawjatani, Zawjataini. Huh? Zawjani, Zawjani. Zawjatani, Zawjataini. Like that. Huh? Zawj. Huh?
No, he said, I like that. I said,
Zawj. Oh, he likes Zawjun Wahid. He's a Muwahid.
Wahid.
Al-An. In Mustaqbal, all that will change. Tayyib. We have learned that the normal nominative ending is Dhamma, the accusative ending is Fatha, and the genitive ending is Kasra. For example, Aina al-Mudarrisu. Where is the teacher? Al-Mudarrisu, it is marfu'un. Walamatu rafa'ihi dhamma. Wasa'altu al-Mudarrisa. I asked the teacher. Al-Mudarrisa is maf'ulun bi. Mansub. Walamatu nasbihi fatha. And thirdly, qultu lil-Mudarrisi. I said to the teacher, in this case, al-Mudarrisi is majroor because of the harf ja li, and the sign that is majroor is kasra, which is the primary sign of a word being majroor. But the dual has different case endings. The nominative ending in the dual is ani, and the genitive and accusative ending is aini. For example, hadani riyalani. Ani, riyalani. These are two riyals. Hadani, riyalani. That's marfu'un. Why is it marfu'un? Because hadani is the mubtada and riyalani is the khabar. And the khabar is always marfu'un. The sign that riyalani is marfu'un is alif. Why? Because it is muthanna. And the sign of الرفع in the Muthanna is Alif, Riyalani. In the second sentence, Uridu Riyalaini, I want two Riyals, Riyalaini. Riyalaini, in this sentence, Uridu Riyalaini, is what? What is the Arab of Riyalaini? What is its Arab? Mafulun bi. Mafulun bi. Mafulun bi, so it's what? Majroor or Marfoor? Mansoob. The sign that it's Mansoob? Yeah. لأنه مثنى. Because it is dual. لأنه مثنى. And finally, we see, اشتريته بريالين. I bought it for two riyals. اشتريته بريالين. Here, Riyalaini, what is the Arab of Riyalaini in this sense? Majroor. Majroor. Because of the harf jar B. So it's Majroor. The sign is Majroor is Ya. Not Kasra, Ya. Because it's Muthanna. Because it is Muthanna. Here are some more examples. Qara'atu kitabaini. I read two books. Qara'a is the fa'il. Tu is the fa'il. Is the fa'il. And kitabaini is the what? Maf'ulun bi. Maf'ulun bi. What is this case? Mansub. The sign that is mansub? Ya. Liannahu muthanna. لأنه مثنى. رجعت بعد يومين. I returned after 2 days. What is the Arab of يومين?
It's
مجرور. Why is it مجرور?
Because of
بعد. Because of إضافة. Because the word after قبل and بعد is always an إضافة. So it's مجرور. The sign that it's مجرور is what?
Yeah.
لأنه مثنى. وجاء مدرسان جديدان. Two new teachers came. جاء مدرسان جديدان. What is the Arab of مدرسان? Before you say it's mansub, tell me something else. It's the what? It's marfoon. Before you say it's marfoon, what is it in the sentence? Is it the mubtada, the khabar? What is it? Fa'il, fa'il. Huh?
Right.
Are you just saying anything?
No.
Oh, okay. It's the fa'il, right? Ja'a. Ja'a is the fa'il. Mudarrisani is the fa'il. So first you identify its position in the sense. It's the fa'il. The fa'il is always marfoon. Just like the mubtada is always marfoon. Khabar is always marfoon. Fa'il is always marfoon. So if it's the jumla ismiya, you say the fi'l, I mean the mubtada or the khabar is marfoon. But if it's the jumla fi'liya, then you have fi'l, fa'il, maf'ulun bi. Here, ja'a mudarrisani. Mudarrisani is the fa'il. And the fa'il is always marfoon. And the sign that is marfoon is what?
Huh?
Yeah, it's dual, but I said the sign that it, we said that it's the fa'il, right?
Yes.
And the fa'il is mansub or majroor?
It's marfoon.
The sign that is marfoon is what? Is the sign that is marfoon? Dhamma?
Dhamma.
There's a dhamma in mudarrisani?
No.
How is it dhamma? There's no dhamma in the whole word.
It's understood.
The dhamma is understood. No. I tricked you now. I didn't mean to trick you. I was just trying to make you think. Look, we're dealing with dual, right? Muthanna words. If a word is mufrad, the sign that is marfoon is dhamma. But we say if a word is muthanna, the sign that is marfoon is alif. Is alif. The sign that is marfoon is alif. The sign that is mansub is ya. The sign that is majroor is ya, but the sign that is marfoon is alif. That's why you have kitabani, babani, sayaratani, alif. The alif turns to ya if it's mansub or majroor. Shajaratani, if it becomes majroor or mansub, you say shajaratani. Change from alif to ya. So the sign that a word is marfoon if it's muthanna is alif. The sign that is marfoon, if it's muthanna, is alif. So in this case you would say, ja'a is the fa'il. Mudarrisani is the fa'il. The fa'il is marfoon. The sign that is marfoon is alif, because it is muthanna. Because first you say, it's alif, how is it alif? We know that if a word is marfoon, the sign is marfoon is dhamma. We say, no, the sign here that is marfoon is not dhamma, it's alif. Why is it alif? Because it's muthanna. The sign of a muthanna word being sign of a muthanna word. Can somebody get that from me, please? Somebody get that.
So you said the mudarris. What is the mudarris sign here? What mudarris sign is the?
I'm saying that. Oh. All right, hold on a minute. Okay, let's get back again. Okay, I think we got it now, right? No, the microphone went off. The batteries went dead. Yeah, I noticed that the sound seemed to have changed, but I didn't pay that much attention. Okay, so what we're saying here is what? We're saying that primary sign that a word is monophone is Dhamma. But in duals and plurals, the sign is different, it's not Dhamma. The sign that is marfoon is Aleph. And if it's Mansub or Majroor, it's Ya. Okay? So that's really what I was trying to get to. Okay? So let's proceed. Alright, so we have what? We had Ja'a Mudarrisani Jadidani. Ja'a Mudarrisani Jadidani. Two new teachers came. Mudarrisani is the fa'il. The fa'il in every jumla fa'liya is marfu'un. The sign that is marfu'un is not dhamma, it's what? Alif. Why is it alif instead of dhamma? Because it's dual, muthanna. Because it's dual, okay? What is the Arab of jadidani? Huh? Yes, it is a man'ut, but in this sentence here, we're saying it's the fa'il and fa'il, and maybe there's a maf'ul and maybe there's not. Okay, but now we go to the next word, and we see what? Jadidani. What is the Arab of Jadidani? It's a not. It's a not for Mudarrisani, which is its man'ut. Now, so it's a not, and the not has to agree with the man'ut, right? So, since Mudarrisani is Muthanna, then Jadid has to also be made Muthanna. And since Mudarrisani is Marfu'an, then Jadid also has to be Jadidani, has to be Marfu'an. And since it is indefinite, so it has to be indefinite. And since Mudarrisani is masculine, Jadidani has to be masculine. Because we said the not has to agree with the man'ut in number. In this case, it's dual. Has to agree with it in case ending, has to be marfoon if it's marfoon, or mansub if it's mansub. Has to agree with it if it's definite or indefinite, and masculine and feminine. So this, here, jadidani is in agreement with mudarrisani in every word, including in number, singular, dual, or plural. Is it clear? Tayyib. The last example for this first point of this lesson, which is the main, the heart of the lesson. Sami'tu hadha al-khabara min إِذَاعَتَيْنِ مِنْ إِذَاعَتَيْنِ. I heard this news from two radio stations. سَمِعْتُ هَذَا الْخَبَرَ مِنْ إِذَاعَتَيْنِ. What is the Arab of إِذَاعَتَيْنِ? What is the meaning of إِذَاعَتَيْنِ? Two radio stations. What is the singular of this word? إِذَاعَةٌ. إِذَاعَةٌ. نعم. إِذَاعَتَيْنِ. What is the Arab of إِذَاعَتَيْنِ? نعم. It's majroor bi min, because of the harf jar min. It's majroor, and the sign that it's majroor is what? Ya. Ya. Why is it ya instead of kasra?
Because it's muthanna.
Because it's muthanna. Alright, this is the heart of the lesson. The second point in this lesson is very brief. Deals with what? Ahaduhuma wal akharu. One of them and the other. Ahaduhuma. Ahad means one, right? And huma is the pronoun, the plural pronoun, the two of them, right? So one of the two of them, or you can just simply say one of them, but meaning of two though, when you're dealing with two things. One of them, you say ahaduhuma, one of those two. Ahaduhuma is kada wa kada. Wal akharu, and the other, is such and such and so and so. This is the expression that I use when you're talking about two things, and you want to say one of them is this, and the other one is that. Okay, maybe you have two brothers, ikhwani. Ahaduhuma, one of them is akbar minni. Is what? Older than me. Wal akharu asghar minni. And the other one is younger than me. That's how we use this expression. That's all it is, except that we also have here, well, they gave an example. Li akhawani ahaduhuma tabibun wal akharu muhandisun. I have two brothers, one of them is a doctor and the other is an engineer. Another example for what we just said. And then we have the feminine is ihdahuma wal ukhra. So instead of ahaduhuma, for feminine you have ihdahuma. The dual pronoun, the mere huma, remains the same. But the number ahad is transferred from masculine to feminine ihda. So instead of ahaduhuma, you have what? Ihdahuma. Instead of al-akhir, you have al-ukhra. Because al-akhir is mudhakkar and ukhra is mu'annath. So that's it, basically. That's what we have in this lesson. Ihdahuma wal-ukhra. And the example they gave, li ukhtani. I have two sisters. Ihdahuma mudarrisatun wal-ukhra mumarridatun. One of them is a teacher and the other is a nurse. Alright? As far as the vocabulary, the first word on the right column is mufidun. You say, hadha ad-darsu mufidun. Hadha ad-darsu mufidun. This dars, this lesson is useful, beneficial. Useful or beneficial? Shaykh al-Uthaymeen has an explanation of Kitab al-Tawheed. It's called Al-Qawl al-Mufid. Fi Sharh Kitab al-Tawheed. Al-Qawl al-Mufid. Al-Qawl. From Qala, naam. Speech. A saying or speech. Useful speech. Beneficial. Naam. Under this we have As-Sirat, As-Siratu. The Prophet's biography, As-Sirah. The biography. As-sirah here means specifically the biography. Of course, if we say the biography, we talk about the Prophet's biography. But in other words, sirah means biography. It could be the biography of anyone. But here we're talking about the special biography, that is the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we have tafsirun, which means, yani from fassara yufassiru, tafsir means an explanation, a clarification. And in general terms, when we say a tafsir, we mean tafsir of the Quran. And we have the verb ذَبَحَ يَذْبَحُ ماضي المضاري. As فَتَّ in the ماضي and فَتَّ in the مضاري, which means to slaughter or to sacrifice. And after that we have شَرَحَ يَشْرَحُ. شَرَحَ يَشْرَحُ. Also it's فَتَّ in the ماضي on the middle عَيْن letter and فَتَّ in the مضاري, which means to explain or to clarify. Tafsir is generally used as a word, yani, for explanation of Quran. And sharh is generally used as explanation for hadith. Yani, both of them mean almost the same. Yani, you say fassara, yufassiru means to clarify, to explain something. And sharaha, yashrahu means to explain something. But generally, in technical language of the sharia, normally when you say tafsir, you're talking about Quran. If you say sharh, you're talking about hadith. But otherwise, the meanings are similar. Now, ishrah hadha li. Explain this. Clarify this. Now, column, the second column on the left side, top of the column, dhu wajhain. Dhu wajhain literally means two-faced. The person who has, he's the sahib, the one who possess wajhain. The singular of wajhain is what? Wedge. And the dual is wajhan or wajhain. If it's marfoon, you say wajhan. If it's mansoob or majroor, you say wajhain. In this case, what is it? It's majroor. Because what? Because of dhu. Because of dhu. Means it's an idhafa. Dhu, the word, the noun that comes after dhu is always mudhafan ilayhi majroor. Sign that it's majroor is what? Ya. Yeah. Limada? لأنه مثنى لأنه مثنى. نعم. After this we have مشطن, which is a comb that you comb your hair with. We have مخدة, and its plural is مخاد, which is a pillow, like a pillow that you sleep on, you put your head on when you sleep. مخدة. And we have زر. زر. زر means what? A button, a button, like a button on your thawb, on your jalabiya, or other places. And its plural is azrar, azrar. And then we have mir'atun, mir'atun, which is a mirror. And after that we have lissun, lissun, and its plural is lusus, which is a thief, a robber. Huh? Sariq is also means from Sariqa means to steal. Naam. Sariq is the ism fa'il, Sariqun, right? Like Jalisun is the ism fa'il from Jalasa, right? Jalisun. And Daribun is the ism fa'il from Daraba. Huh? So same thing from Sariqa, the ism fa'il is Sariq, means one who steals. But the more common word is Lus. Liss. Lissun. The plural is lusus, now. Yeah. Sad, wow, sad. And the last word is junayhun. Junayhun. That's not ta marbuta, it's a regular ha. Junayhun. Which is a monetary unit that is referred to in English as a pound. Like you have the junay, Britannia. Junay Britanni. The British pound, right? And used to have in Sudan Junay also, but I don't know if they still have it now. Do they still have Junay in Sudan? Anybody know? I know they used to have Junay when I was there years ago, 25 years ago. But now, I think they have changed it to Rials or something, or not to Rials, Dinars, I think. They changed to Dinars. They changed their currency. I don't know, I'm not sure, but I think it's Dinars. But it used to be Junay. It used to be Junay, an Egyptian or Junay also. Egyptian Junay, now Junay Misri, and Junay Sudani. I don't know about Egypt. They still have Junay, I think. I don't think they changed their currency. Alright, so the Junay is a pound, a monetary unit that's used in a number of different countries. Now, Azrar. Azrar. Yeah, Azrar. 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 Alright, let's go to the Arabic text of the book on page 138. The main thing that you want to pay attention to in this lesson are the duals, right? You want to pay attention to the duals, nouns that are muthanna. And we want to look at how they change from marfoon to mansoob. If they're the object of the verb, mafoolun bi, or majroor, if they're following a preposition, or mudawfan ilay, or anything like that. This is what we want to mainly pay attention to, as well as, of course, the comprehension of the lesson, the words, previous rules that we had in the past, and so on. Okay, I'll read, inshallah, you translate. Ad-darsu al-ishruna. Ad-darsu al-ishruna. The 20th lesson. 20th lesson. Al-ab. Kam suratan hafizta ya bashiru. Kam suratan hafizta ya bashiru. Meaning? Now, how many surahs have you memorized, O Bashir? Suratan, what is the Arab of Suratan? Is it the Maf'ulun Bi? Where's the fi'l? Actually, Surah is the tamyiz of kam. Remember, the tamyiz of kam is always mansub mufrad. The tamyiz of kam is always mansub mufrad. Okay, how many chapters? Even though in English we say chapters, but in Arabic it's mufrad, singular, right? But it's mansub because it's the tamyiz of kam. Alright, kam suratan hafidhta ya bashiru. Bashir says, hafidhtu suratan wahidatan. Hafidhtu suratan wahidatan. What is the Arab of wahidatan? Not. And after that you say what? It's not. Is it majroor, marfoon, mansoob? Mansoob. In the sign that it's mansoob? Fatha. Tayyib. I memorized one surah. Al-Ab says, wa kam suratan hafidhta ya Umaru? Meaning? Yes, how many surahs have you memorized, Umar? Umar says, Ana hafidhtu surataini. Ana hafidhtu surataini. Meaning? I memorized two surahs, two chapters. What is the Arab of surataini? It's mansub. It's mafulun bi. Mansub. Wa alamatu nasbihi. Ya li anna. أنها مثنى نعم أنا حفظت سورتين طيب معاوية says يا أبتي جاء اليوم مدرسان جديدان أحدهما للفقه والآخر للحديث والآخر للحديث what is the meaning oh my what oh my father dear father جاء اليوم مدرسان جديدان. Today two new teachers came. أحدهما للفقه والآخر للحديث. One of them is for fiqh. He's the teacher who's teaching fiqh. And the other one is for hadith. The teacher of hadith. Bashir says, يا أبتي قرأت اليوم كلمتين جديدتين في هذا الكتاب. What is the meaning? Oh dear father. Today I read two new words from this book or in this book. طيب. What is the Arab of كلمتين? Maf'ulun bi. Naam, it's mansub. But first, tell me, is it the mubtada? Is it the khabar? Is it the fi'l, the fa'il, or the maf'ulun bi? It's the maf'ulun bi, and it's mansub. And the alamatu nasbihi? Ya. Naam, li'anna muthanna. Tayyib, jadidataini, kalimataini, jadidataini fi hadha al-kitab. What is the case ending for al-kitab? Is it Dhamma, Kasra, or Fatah? Kasra. Why is it Kasra? Because of fee. How is it because of fee? Is it the object of the purpose? Oh, it's Badal. It's Badal. Fee Hadal Kitab. Naam. Fee Hadal Kitab. We said the Kalimataini is the Maf'ulun bi. Qara'tu Kalimataini. Naam. Maf'ulun bi. Mansub walamatu nasbihi ya because what? Muthanna and jadid is a not jadid is describing kalimataini jadidataini kalima is mudhakkar or muannath muannath so jadid has to also be muannath and kalimataini is muthanna so jadid has to also be muthanna It's mansoob, so it also has to be mansoob, and so on. Tayyib. Today I read two new words in this book. Ma huma, meaning? What are these two words? What are the two of them? Huma al-mushtu wal-mikhaddatu. Al-mushtu wal-mukhaddatu. Mikhaddatu. Naam, the comb and the pillow. The father says, أَعْرَفْتَ مَعْنَاهُمَا, meaning? Naam, do you know, did you know their meanings? Bashir, Naam, سَأَلْتُمْ مُدَرِّسَ فَشَّرَحَ لِي مَعْنَاهُمَا. Naam, he said, Naam, yes, I asked the teacher, Fa. What does Fa here mean? I asked the teacher, and as a result of that, he explained. As a result of me asking him, then he explained. Since I asked, so he explained. No. No. Doesn't have to be mansub. Is sharaha mansub? Is sharaha mansub? Fasharaha?
No, it's not
you. It's not mansub, naam. Naam. Tayyib. He said what? Naam, sa'altu mudarris fashara li ma'anahuma. So he explained to me the meaning of these two words. The father says, أَنَا الْآنَ أَذْهَبُ إِلَى السُّوقِ أَتُرِيدُونَ شَيْئًا. أَنَا الْآنَ أَذْهَبُ إِلَى السُّوقِ أَتُرِيدُونَ شَيْئًا, meaning? Naam, I am going to the market now. Do you all want anything? Jam, naam, jam. Aturiduna antum. Umar says, Uridu daftaran. A notebook, I want a notebook. Muawiyah says, Andi daftarani. Wa uridu daftarani akharaini. I have two notebooks, but I want two other notebooks. I need two extra, two more. Bashir says, Indi milafani saghirani wa uridu milafaini kabiraini. What does it mean? Two small files. Two bigger ones. Notice that in the beginning it says, Indi milafani saghirani wa uridu milafaini كبيريني. What's the difference between ملفاني and ملفيني? Naam, the first one is مرفون, ملفاني, and the second one is what? منصوب, ملفيني. What if it was مجرور, how would the word be? How would that word be if it was مجرور? No, the word milafani is marfoon. Milafani is mansubun. How would it be if it was majurun? It would be the same. It would be the same. Mansub and majurun is the same in Muthanna. They are the same. But how do we know that this is mansub and not majurun if they're the same? Because it is the maf'ulun bi. And the maf'ulun bi is mansub. Alright? The dual form for mansub and majrur is the same. So if you see a word like malafaini or kitabaini, you don't know if it's majrur or mansub unless you look at its position in the sentence. Is it the object of a verb? In which case it would be mansub. Is it the object of a preposition? In which case it would be majrur, and so on. Is it the mafulum, the mudafan ilayhi? Or what is its position? That's what would determine. Otherwise, the form of the word is going to look the same. What is mansub and what is majrur is going to look the same. Alright? Tayyib, Bashir says, Naam. Al-Ab says, Min ayna laka hadha al-qalam wal-jameelu dhu al-lawnaini ya Bashiru. What does it mean? Min ayna laka hadha al-qalam al-jameelu. Where is your beautiful pen?
Where is it?
Min ayna laka.
From where?
Yeah, from where did you get it? How did you get this? Laka means it belongs to you, you have it. Min ayna laka? How did this become yours? Where did you get this from, this beautiful pen? Dhu al-lawnayni? Naam, that is a beautiful pen. That dhu al-lawnayni means it, what? It has two colors. Two colors. Possess two colors, or it has two colors. Next page, Bashir says, Ishtaraytuhu. Ishtaraytuhu. I bought it. I purchased it. Al-Ab says, become Ishtaraytahu. Become Ishtaraytahu. How much did you buy it for? How much did you buy it for? Bashir says, Ishtaraytuhu bi riyalaini. Ishtaraytuhu bi riyalaini. What is the Arab of riyalaini? It's majroor. How is it majroor? Why? Harf jar. Ishtaraytuhu bi riyalaini. Now, what is your question? The middle one? Which middle one? Which, where are you at? Which page are you on? On the first page? On the second page, the next to the last line? Become Ishtaraytu. Now what did you say?
I was reading become Ashtaray.
Yes, how, if you join it, right, then what do you have to do to pronounce this? Is it Kesra?
It become.
Okay, you change the sukun? Change the sukun to Dhamma? No, I think it's Kesra. Bikamish. Bikamish Taraytuhu. Naam. If you want to join it to the Hamza Til Wasl. Mufid. Afada Yufidu. Beneficial, useful. Maybe. I mean, not exactly the same, but I mean, it's possible. It depends on how it's used. It might be okay to do so, but it doesn't really mean important. And a mufid means something that is beneficial. Something that's, not everything that's beneficial is important. Maybe something that's not important at all, but it's still beneficial though. I mean, they are not necessarily synonyms. Important and beneficial is not always the same. It's possible that something that's beneficial may be important. In that case, you could translate it as important. But if that thing that's beneficial is not important, like for example, I don't want to say a nickel, a dime or a quarter, might be some benefit and it's useful, right? You can use it for something, but it's not important. You won't say that this nickel is important. This nickel is very important to me. No, it's not important. But it might be beneficial though. If you want to, I don't know what you can buy with a nickel today. A slice of bread or something? I don't know.
Like a penny.
You have to go to the Bronx?
Yes.
You're excused. All right, no problem. Inshallah, you arrive safely. Yeah, I mean, in some cases it could possibly be translated that, but the meaning is not, you know, necessarily mutual. Yani, car. I don't know if that's a good example, but in any case, now, yeah. But in any case, the thing is that sometimes, yes, it might be permissible to do so, Musa, but not all the time, because the meanings are not necessarily exactly the same. Okay, tamarin. Tamarin, exercises. التمرين الأول أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية. Answer the following questions. Question number one. كم سورة حفظ بشير؟ طيب. كم سورة حفظ بشير؟ نعم. حفظ بشير سورة واحدة. نعم. Number two. كم سورة حفظ عمر؟ وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله. كم سورة حفظ عمر؟ No. Omar. Hafiza Omar. You said Anna Hafiztu. The question is about Omar. How many surahs did Omar memorize? So the answer should be Hafiza Omar Suratain. Now, number three, become Ishtara Bashirun Al Qalam. Become Ishtara Bashirun Al Qalam. Again? Ishtaraitu means ana, I bought. Ishtara. Huwa ishtara. Naam. Ishtara becomes alif maksura. If you add a pronoun to it, it becomes ya. Ishtaraitu, ishtarayta, ishtarayti. But if it's no pronoun added to it, it's alif maksura. Ishtara. Ishtara. Huwa ishtara. Naam. Huwa ishtara. So you say ishtara Bashir al-qalama bi riyalaini. Okay, ta'ammal ma yali. Consider or contemplate on the following. Al-marfu' ja'a al-mudarrisu. Huh? In the do, you have Ja' al-mudarrisani. So we see that the sign that is marfoon is Dhamma if it's a mufrad, but if it's muthanna, it becomes alif. And likewise, mansub, Ra'aytu al-mudarrisa. If it's mufrad, but if it's do, muthanna, Ra'aytu al-mudarrisani. So the sign that is mansub is Fatta if it's mufrad, but it's Ya if it's muthanna, do. And majroor, ذهبتُ إلى المدرسي. If it's مثنى, ذهبتُ إلى المدرسيني. إلى المدرسيني. So we see that if a word is مفرد and it's majroor, the sign that is majroor is كسرة. But if it's مثنى, the sign is majroor is يا. It's يا. مدرسو, مدرساني. Mudarrisa, mudarrisaini, mudarrisi, mudarrisaini. So this is just a reminder to us that when words are dual, the secondary signs come into play. If it's marfoon, it's alif. If it's mansoob or majroor, it's ya. Exercise number three. At-tamreen al-thalith, ajib an al-as'ilati al-atiyati musta'amilan al-muthanna. Ajib an al-as'ilati al-atiyati. Answer the following questions. Musta'amilan using al-muthanna. Every question you got to answer in the dual. Okay? Okay, read the question and the answer. Ya Musa.
Kam akhan laka.
Naam. Kam akhan laka.
How many brothers do you have?
How many brothers do you have?
Li akhawani.
Naam. Li akhawani. If you wanted to put a number on the end, you would say what? Naam. We don't have a need for a number here, but for emphasis, you could put the number. You could say li akhawani, or you could put a number li akhawani ithnani. Type number two. Question and answer. Kam kitaban indaka, meaning? How many books do you have? Indi. Kitabani. Indi kitabani. I have two books. If you put a number on it, you say what? Indi kitabani saghirani. Indi kitabani ithnani. Naam, number three. Achieve. That cup is defective, huh?
No, that's the.
Oh. That styrofoam is useless. That's useless. Yeah. Yeah, you put something for a coal.
This one.
Oh, maybe that's what it was.
Yeah. Okay. What's that?
Huh?
Yeah. But
they
never
have.
This cup is no
good. Yeah, the cup is no good then. Well, what about those other plastic cups?
You mean the hard plastic?
Those right there, the little ones.
There's an old plastic in Berkeley.
Yeah, okay, then I have to bring my own coffee cup next time. Okay. Okay, we're on exercise number 3. Question number 3. نعم كم طالبا جديدا جاء اليوم I'm sorry كم طالبا جديدا جاء اليوم كم طالبا جديدا جاء اليوم نعم جاء اليوم طالبان جديدان عليكم السلام Number 4 نعم كم درسا بقي في الكتاب How many lessons remain in the book? بقي في الكتاب
بقي في الكتاب
نعم بقي في الكتاب درسان
بقي في الكتاب درسان كثيرتان
Nah, kathira is different here. It's not an adjective. Well, it's an adverb actually, kathira. No, but you say bakiya bakiya fil kitab darsani. Darsani. You have to answer in the dual. Darsani, if you want to say darsani ithnani, you can say ithnani.
Many lessons.
No, how can you say many two lessons? Not many two lessons. No, you don't use that with two.
So it's a baki, it's a baki fi kitab.
Baqiya fil kitabi darsani. Yeah, two lessons. Two lessons are remaining in this book. Now, next question. كم طالبا خرج من الفصل ميني الان خرج طلاب كثيرون
خرج من الفصل الان
نعم طالباني everything has to be in the dual خرج من الفصل طالبان اثنان Number 6 في الحادث نعم كم رجلا مات في الحادث الحادث is what? Now, what is al-hadith? Accident. Yeah, so the meaning is what? How many men died in the accident? How many men died in the accident? Naam. Answer? Just after you give the answer. Mata Rajulani. Mata Rajulani. Fil Haditha. Fil Hadithati. Fi Hadithi. Fil Hadithi. Mata Rajulani. Fil Hadithi. Two men died in the accident. Now, do you have a question, Abu Bakr?
No, I was just saying why. Why are you doing this guy's
question? Huh? طيب page 140 exercise number 4 التمرين الرابع أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية مستعملا مثنى. Again, this is a exercise where all the questions you have to answer with مثنى. But note that in the previous exercise, all the answers, the muthanna were marfu'un. In this exercise, the answers will be mansubun. Alright? The answers are going to be mansub, so pay attention.
Kam
lugatan ta'arifu. Meaning?
How many languages do you know?
Naam. أعرف لغتين ولغتين اثنتين. طيب number two. كم سورة حفظت يا مريم؟ نعم. I memorized Hafiztu Surataini Maf'ulun bi Mansub. Naam. Number three. Kam risalatin. نعم كم رسالة كتبت يا أحمد؟ نعم
كتبت رسالين.
The original word, the مفرز رسالة والترمبوتة. If you add a suffix to a word that ends with ترمبوتة, you have to change it to تا مفتوحة. So you have to put تا there.
Yeah, yeah.
So not risalaini, but what? Risalataini. Naam. Katabtu risalataini. Ithnataini. Or risalataini by itself is sufficient. Number four. Katalta. Yeah, he's talking directly to somebody. Ya ammi. Ammi. Yeah, ammi means what?
My
uncle. My father's brother. Naam, kam hayyatan katalta ya ammi? Naam, how many snakes did you kill, oh my uncle? He said, kataltu hayyataini. قتلت حياتين. حياتين is مفعول به منصوب علامة نصبه يا لأنه مثنى. Yeah, if it's منصوب or مجرور you put
yeah.
حياتين. No, you say Arifu Lugataini Ithnataini. It's dual.
Yeah, okay.
But if you're answering not dual, then of course if you're saying five, then the number has to come first.
Okay.
Because for one and two, the number is not, right?
Yes.
Coming after the man'ut. But for 3 to 10, the number is going to be an idalfa, it's going to be the mudalfun coming first. Khamsa? Lughatin. No, we're not dual no more. You can't use khamsa with dual. Dual means two. If you want to say dual, then you have to say lughataini isnataini. If you want to say five, you're not going to use dual. You're going to say five languages, plural. You have to use the plural now, lughat.
This is
all dual. You want to make it plural, you could say khamsa, lughatin. But now you have to change. You can't use the dual lughatain, lughatain. He was thinking about five, huh? Which five languages do you know? Which five languages do you know?
Creole.
Huh?
Sunike.
Bambara. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Olof.
Mandingo.
That's five?
Mandinga.
What about English? That's six. And what about Arabic? That's seven. You didn't count English and Arabic? You know English perfectly. You never count English. I don't blame you. Tayyib. Well, next question. Kam daftaran ishtarayta ya akhi. Meaning? How many notebooks did you buy, O my brother? Now.
Ishtaraytu daftarayni.
Naam. طيب اشتريت دفترين مفعول ب منسوب صغيرين نعم نمبر 6 نعم كم سؤالا سألك المدرس meaning كم سؤالا سألك what does سألك mean did the teacher ask you سألك means he asked you who asked you المدرس
so if you want to say I would say that I asked the teacher
سألني
المدرس
no you said you want to say how many questions I asked the teacher?
Come
to Alan. Not Sa'alani. Sa'alani means he asked me. Ana Sa'altu. Sa'altu al Mudarrisa. Sa'altu al Mudarrisa. Hey, what's the answer? سألني طيب سألني سؤالين وسألني المدرس سؤالين سؤالين نعم مفعول به منسوب علامة نصبه يا مثنى نمبر 7 في المطار it probably should be كم طائرة رأيت yeah I mean it's possible you could say رأيت but it's not likely that that's what they intended yeah how many طائرة
how many planes
رأيت
fill them apart.
The how many planes did you see there?
How many planes did you see in the airport? Yes. Anam.
Okay, I saw Ara'aytu.
Naam, Ra'aytu Ta'irataini. I saw two planes. Ra'aytu Ta'irataini. Number 8. Kam min dilan ghasalat ukhtuka. Yeah, what does it mean, first?
How many handkerchiefs did your sister wash?
Ukhtuka means your sister. So the verb should be, how many handkerchiefs did she wash? Nah, not did you talking to her, ghasalti. You're asking about her, she. How many handkerchiefs did she wash? Here, huwa ghasala, here ghasalat. If you're talking directly to her, you're asking her. You're talking to her saying, how many handkerchiefs did you wash? You say, ghasalti. But he's asking about her, his third person, ghasalat.
So, it's not ukhtuka.
Naam, ukhtuka. Because ukht is the fa'il. So it's marfu'. Ukhtu. No. Ka is the مضاف إليه مبني في محل جر Well, actually, yeah, it's the مضاف إليه. But كم من ديلن is the تمييز of كم, and it also could be, as Musa said earlier in another question, it could be also considered the maful and be, but it's really mansub because it's the tamyiz of kam first and foremost. Naam. Naam. So the answer. Naam. Ghasalat ukhti min dilaini. Number 9. Naam, kam mushtan turidu, meaning?
How many combs do you
want? Naam, uridu mushtaini, mushtaini. I want two combs. Number 10. على سريرك على سريرك مجرور بحرف جر كم مخدة على سريرك What does it mean? مخدة means what? Pillow. How many pillows? How many pillows are on your bed? Mikhaddataini. Oh, actually, it should be what? Ala saririka or ala sariri. Here, mukhadda. In this answer, is it marfoon or majroor or mansoob? It's majroor. Why is it majroor? Nasariya mikhadda. In the answer, there's no kam in the answer. In the answer, you're saying, ala sariri mikhadda taini or tani? Taini or Tani? Taini? Taini? You say Taini? What do you say, Abu Bakr? Okay, why is it Taini? Is it the Mafulun B Or is it the mutada or khabar or what? It's the mafulun bi? What verb is in the sentence? Ala saririka mukhaddataini. What verb is in the sentence to make it a mafulun bi? There's no verb. How can it be a mafulun bi? A mafulun bi of what? Of an invisible verb? There's no verb there. No verb. So what is it then? Look, first of all, right? This is not a jumla fi'liya. That's what we always go back to basics. If you're not sure, go back to the basics. Two kind of sentences. Jumla fi'liya, jumla ismiya. Is this a jumla fi'liya? No. So it's not going to be any fi'l fa'l maf'ulun bi. Khalas, throw that away. This is a jumla ismiya. So you're looking for mubtada and khabar. And one thing you know about the mubtada and khabar? The mubtada and khabar are both always marfu'un. So nothing in this sentence is going to be mansub. Nothing going to be mansub. It's mubtada and khabar. It has to be marfu'un. That's from our basic rules. Even if I don't know why, but I know it's the jumla ismiya. I know it's got to be a mubtada or khabar. So it's got to be marfu'un. So it can't be mukhaddataini. It's mukhaddatani. Ala saririka mukhaddatani. Tani. Because marfu'un. Why is it marfu'un? Because it is the mubtada mu'akhar. It's the mubtada that's delayed. Because it's not definite. So when the mubtada is indefinite and the khabar is jar wal majrur dharf, then you reverse the order. It comes in mu'akhar. But it's the mubtada. Mubtada is marfu'un. This is a good lesson right here. This question right here is a good lesson. For us to review. مخدتاني with alif, نعم مرفون وعلامته رفعه alif. You wrote it and changed it, huh? مخدتاني, yeah? مخدتاني. Me, I'm sorry. مخدة. That's كسرة. This is not one of the common words that I use every day. مخدة. مخدة. مخدتاني نعم تاء ألف نون فإذا تاء مبوطة becomes تاء مفتوحة once you add a suffix to it. Okay, exercise number 5 التمرين الخامس أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية مستعملا للمثنى. Answer the following questions using مثنى. In this exercise here we're going to do the same thing we did in the last two exercises. We're going to use all the answers, it's going to be Muthanna, but this time they're going to be Majroor. But if it's Majroor or Mansoob, in any case, the Muthanna is going to be the same, right? But we just want to pay attention that, note that it's Majroor, okay? Note that it's going to be Majroor. Okay, first one, read the question and answer. You know what? No, it's okay. اشتريت هذه المجلة تا. يا آمينة. نعم بكم ريالا اشتريت هذه المجلة يا آمينة. نعم what's the meaning? Yeah, the question means what? Now, for how many or with how many reals did you buy this magazine, O Amina?
Okay, so I understand. It's the variety.
Ishtaraytu, Anna. She's answering on herself. Ishtaraytu. Ishtaraytu. This magazine. هذه المجلة. اشتريت هذه المجلة. نعم. مجلة. تا.
بي
ريالين. نعم نعم. بكم ريالا اشتريت هذه المجلة يا أمينة؟ اشتريت هذه المجلة أو اشتريتها بريالين. بريالين اثنين. نعم. Next question. نعم. بكم دولارا اشتريتم أنتم اشتريتم هذه الأزرار يا إخوان؟ What does it mean? Yeah, it's no. هذه is used. Why are we saying هذه الأزرار? What is the singular of أزرار? زر. Is there masculine or feminine?
Yes.
It's masculine. So if it's masculine, why are we using هذه? Because it's a plural for غير عاقل. نعم. It's masculine, but it's a plural for غير عاقل. طيب. So, with how many dollars did you buy these buttons, old brothers?
اشتريتو.
دولاريني. نعم. اشترينا هذه الأزرار بدولارين. Now, if he's asking you all, when you answer, you say,
we
bought these buttons for $2. Nam, the dollar rain. Next one. نعم. بكم روبية؟ What is روبية؟ روبيز. نعم. بكم روبية اشتريتن هذا المشط يا أخواتي؟ Meaning? أخواتي. Oh my sisters. With how many rupees, or for how many rupees did you buy this comb? Naam, the answer?
Ishtaraina.
Naam. نعم اشترينا هذا المشطى بروبيتين روبيتين with 2 rupees. Number 4. مرآت. نعم become جنيها اشتريت هذه المرآة يا أمي. What does it mean? نعم with how many pounds? Mir'at is what? Mirror, a mirror. Yeah, with how many pounds, or for how many pounds did you buy this mirror? Oh, my mother. Answer? Naam. Ishtaraytu هذه المرأة بجنيهين مجرور بجنيهين مجرور. نعم number 5. نعم
على
نعم بكم لغة كتبت العنوان على الظرف يا علي. What does it mean? Now, with how many languages, or in how many languages did you write the address on the envelope, O Ali?
Okay, so I say,
Now. Well, first you say, Katabtu al-unwana. I wrote the address على الظرف in how many languages?
الانوان
مفهول به على الظرف. بلغتين بكم لغة كتبت العنوان على الظرف يا علي. كتبت العنوان على الظرف بلغتين. نعم number 6. نعم من كم بابا خرج الطلاب من الكلية. نعم كم عفوا من faculty, okay, or the college. Now, from how many doors did the students come out or exit from the faculty, the college? How many doors did they come out of now? Now, kharaja tullabu من الكلية ببابين ببابين. Next page 141.
إلى كم صيدلية ذهبت يا حامد؟ يا حامد.
نعم. إلى كم صيدلية ذهبت يا حامد؟ نعم. Meaning?
نعم. Did you go for Hamid?
نعم. To how many pharmacies did you go, O Hamid? Or how many pharmacies did you go to, O Hamid? نعم ذهبت إلى صيدليتين. Number 8. نعم. إذا أخبار؟ أوه. نعم، في كم صحيفة قرأت هذا الخبر؟ في كم صحيفة قرأت هذا الخبر؟ نعم، meaning؟ نعم، in how many newspapers did you read this news؟ خبر، نعم. نعم قرأت هذا الخبر في صحيفتين. نعم صحيفتين. ها what's the end of the sentence? نعم أنا قرأت هذا الخبر في صحيفتين. نمبر 9
بكم جامعات درست
meaning بكم جامعة درست meaning No. Become jamiatan darasta. Yani, at how many universities did you study?
Oh, okay. Yeah, you study right. Okay, how many universities
did you study?
Okay, so darasta. Darasta.
From the question, you get a clue of the prepositions and the wording of the answer. Become jamiatan, darasta, ana darastu bi jamiataini. Become bi jamiataini. Naam, number 10.
Kam jamiatan fi baladi kum. How many universities in your country?
Naam, kam jamiatan. في بلدكم
في بلدنا
جامعتين نعم طيب notice the note here become ريالا or become ريال كلاهما both of them are صحيح you can say become ريالا Or you can say become rialin. Why? Why do you have a choice?
Because
of be with the kam. Because kam, the tamiz of kam is always mansub. But since you have a preposition here, now you have a choice between it being mansub because it's tamiz of kam, or becoming majrur because of the harf jar. So you have a choice. If you say become rialin, that's correct because it's tamiz of kam mansub. If you say become rialin, it's correct because it's the majrur by harf jar ba. A little bit. No, no, it's okay. That doesn't stop me. Naam. Alright, so kilahuma sahihun. Both of them are correct. Okay, tamreen al-sadis. Sixth exercise. Thanni al-kalimat allati tahtaha khat. Thanni, what does that mean? Make it muthanna, make it dual. The words which have underneath them a khat, a line. Whichever words have a line underneath it. Okay, read it the way it is and then read it as muthanna. Number one. Now, say it again. Fi? Baituna? Fi baituna? Good. في بيتنا ثلاجة. نعم. Make it dual. مثنى.
في بيتنا.
نعم.
ثلاجتين.
Okay. He said في بيتنا ثلاجتين. Is it مرفوع or منصوب or مجرور?
مجرور.
Why is it مجرور? في. The object of في is بيتنا. That's why we said في بيتنا.
Oh.
It's marfoon. Why is it marfoon?
Because it is
covered. Because it's what? How is it mubtada and it's coming last? Don't tell him what to say. What is it? Mubtada or khabar? You might be right when you said mubtada, but I just want to know why, unless you want to change it to khabar. Is there any time when the mubtada does not come first?
No, it can change it to
khabar. When?
When half ya plus.
Okay.
Li akhi, half ya, and now.
One of the cases in which the mubtada doesn't have to come first is if the mubtada is indefinite. Because the mubtada is usually definite. But if it's indefinite, and the khabar is ja wal majhur al dharf, then the khabar will come second, not first. So, is this, in this sentence here, the word thalaja, is it definite or indefinite? It's indefinite. Is there a jar or majrur in this sentence? So can the mubtada come second? If the mubtada is indefinite and the khabar is jar or majrur, it's not going to come first. It's going to come second. So now again, is this thalajatun? Is it the mubtada or the khabar? It is the mubtada, as you said the first time. But I only asked you why. Then, is it coming last if it's the mubtada? Why? Because it's indefinite. And the khabar is jar al majrur. That's why. Is that clear? This is a very important point here. Okay. The mubtada normally comes first, right? And the mubtada is normally definite. But if the mubtada is not definite, it's indefinite, and the khabar is a jar al majrur or a dharf, then in that case, the khabar is not going to come first, it's going to come second. You say khabar, mubtada, mu'akhar. It's delayed, it's coming after its place, not coming in the beginning. And the khabar is khabar muqaddam, the khabar is advanced first. Why? Because the mubtada is not definite, it's nakira, it's indefinite. And the khabar is jawal majrur al-dharf.
So then the
So the mubtada does not always have to come first. That's the general rule. But if it's indefinite, that's the first thing you look for. If you see a sentence beginning with a harf jar or a dharf, if you see a sentence beginning with that, say, why is that coming first? And then you see what comes after is indefinite, that's why. Because what's coming after is really the mubtada, but it's indefinite. So the jar or majroor is going to precede it. Alright, so when you see a sentence beginning with jar or majroor, the first question that comes to your mind, this is my, the jar or majroor is probably the khabar. But look and see if the word after is indefinite. If it's indefinite, khalas, you know what it is. That means the word that comes after is the mubtada mu'akhar. It's delayed because it's indefinite, nakira. No, you have to think. But that is the purpose of us going through the exercises, so that we start thinking about that. No, he said mubtada. I didn't want to change your answer, I just wanted you to explain why. Yeah. That's why I said don't tell him the answer. He got the answer already. You're making him change the answer.
So
the thalaj is the mubtada, but it's delayed. Fi bayti is the jaw al majwa, khabar muqaddam. And the dhamir al na is mudafun ilayhi, yani mabniyun fi mahalli jar. نعم في بيتنا ثلاجتان now it's not ثلاجتان it's ثلاجتان because it's مرفوع because it's مبتدا and المبتدا is مرفوع the sign is مرفوع is ألف because it is مثنى so it should be what في بيتنا ثلاجتان not ثلاجتان ثلاجتان because it's مرفوع it's مبتدا مبتدا is مرفوع comes with ألف ثلاجتاني طيب number two البارحة يعني لص لص what's a لص thief robber okay دخل الدكان البارحة لصن what does it mean what's البارحة last night last night البارحة means last night last night what happened a robber entered the shop now we will change it to duo change it نعم لصاني 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 دخل الدكان البارحة لصاني لصاني why is it لصاني and not لصيني صيني why is لصاني not لصيني Why are you saying Lussani? Let's look at the sentence. Dakhala is the fair, right? Al-Dukkan is what? Mafulun bi. Al-Barihata is what? Time, naam. Mafulun fihi. Zarf al-Zaman. Zarf al-Zaman. So, if dakhala is the fail and dukan is the maf'ul and being barihata is the varf as the man, so what is this? No. Okay, listen. Al barihata, let's get rid of barihata, let's throw it out of the sense. Okay, barihata is maf'ul fi, right? Okay, now let's get rid of al barihata. Now we have dakhala al dukana. لصن دخل is the fail الدكان is the مفعول بي what's left
فايل
يا اخوان I'm sleepy I didn't get any sleep last night why are you guys sleeping listen And when I said, let's break down the sentence, right? We have a fi'l. We have a mafulun bi. We have a mafulun fi. What's missing? Fa'il. You gotta, you, once you see a fi'l, the first thing your brain alerts to, where's the fa'il? If the care is the mafulun bi, where's the fa'il? Naam. But I'm just saying, from linguistic perspective, from grammatic perspective, when you have a fa'il, you gotta look for a fa'il. There might not be a mafulun bi, but there has to be a fa'il. So we don't see no fa'il. Once you see a fa'il, your eyes should be alerted looking for a fa'il. When you see a dukkan, you know that's not the fa'il, that's the mafulun bi. So I'm still looking for a fa'il. Then you see al-barihata, that's mafulun fi, that's not a fa'il. So now I'm still looking for the fa'il. So lis, what is it going to be? It's the fa'il. So that's why I say lis-sani, because lis is the fa'il. And the fa'il is marfu'un. So if you make it muthanna, the sign of being marfu'un is alif. Lis-sani, not lis-saini. Is it clear? Okay, this is a good lesson then, inshallah. This is a good lesson. Alhamdulillah, this is important. Once you understand the language like this, believe me, brothers, most Arabs, they cannot explain the sentence, what we just explained now. They cannot explain it, unless they are learned in Arabic language. The average Arab, they can't explain it. They don't have a clue what anything is in the sentence. Now, they know the meaning of it. They know what it means, but as far as explaining grammatically, why is it? They don't know why. They don't know why.
Yeah.
Of course he doesn't know it. He doesn't know it, for sure. Look, I lived in Arab for 20 years. I know the Arabs don't know this. I know that. I live in a lot of different countries. I know they don't know this. So if you understand this well, you will be able to be clear and sure why something is this way and that way. And also you will understand, sometimes when the language is tricky, when it's detailed, the person doesn't know what is what. But if you understand these points here, you will know what is the fa'il. You will know what is the mubtada. You will know what is the khabar. And you will be able to understand exactly the meaning. Because you won't misplace a word that's supposed to be the fa'il and make it maful and be. You won't misplace a word and make it the mubtada that's supposed to be the khabar. Because you will understand exactly the sentence, exactly word for word, what each word is functioning as. And that way you can really know the meaning of it.
When you read the Quran, when you read the Quran,
It makes it easier. Naam. 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 Sometimes you forget. You don't know inna Allah. But you know Arabic, you say, oh, I know, it's got to be inna Allah.
Yeah.
You will hear them making mistakes. Because you know this is a mafu'ul bi. It has to be fucked up. Yes, it's a mafu'ul bi.
There's a
No. Alhamdulillah. Number 3. Now, Ra'itu, I saw. Naam. Ra'aytu fi maktab al-baridi barqiyatan laka. What is the meaning?
I saw in the post office.
I saw in the post office barqiyah. What's the barqiyah?
Telegram.
A telegram for you. A telegram for you. Okay, make it muthanna. Barakiyatain. Which is it? Barakiyatani or Barakiyataini? نعم رأيت في مكتب البريد بركيتين لك وهذا بركيتين because of حرف جر the word is بركية that's the word that's part of the word وهذا بركيتين بس مفعول به from the verb رأيت what did I see بركيتين I saw two telegrams for you it's منصوب it's مفعول به منصوب وعلامة النصب أبت الأسبي يا يا بي لأنه مثنى لأنها مثنى نعم number four سأشتري
سأشتري مترا من هذا القماش
نعم سأشتري مترا من هذا القماش Yep. I will buy 1 meter. Now, I'll buy 1 meter of this cloth. Now, do. Yeah, make meter muthanna now. نعم سأشتري متراني أو متريني
متران
إذا متراني أو متريني
متران
وهذا متران إذا منصوب so if it's منصوب should it be متراني أو متريني متريني نعم اسم مفعول به منصوب متريني سأشتري متريني من هذا القماش نعم I'll buy 2 meters of this cloth نعم number
5
نعم ذبح أبي دجاجة Yeah, my father slaughtered a dajaja, honey, chicken. Naam, dhabaha abi dajajataini. Why is it dajajataini? Mafulun bi mansoob. Naam, number 6. لبني نعم أشرب كوبا What is كوبا A cup من اللبن كل يوم Meaning شرب أشرب I drink A cup of milk Every day Okay make كوب مثنى نعم أشرب كوبين من اللبن كل يوم كوبين وهذا كوبين مفعول به منصوب وعلامة نصبه يا لأنه مثنى number 7 نعم عندي ريال meaning
I have a real
نعم make a مثنى طيب is it ريالاني or ريالاني ريالاني with الألف why is it ريالاني
It's
mansub? It's marfu'. Why is it marfu'? It's khabar. Khabar is marfu', but is it khabar? The sentence begins with indi. What is indi? It's zarf. Zarf al-makan. With me. Indi. Zarf. If the sentence begins with a jaw al-majwur or a zarf, and the noun following it is nakira, indefinite, what does that mean? That the mubtada and mukhabar has been replaced. So real is what? It's the mubtada mu'akhar. It's nakira. And what preceding is zarf. Whenever a jaw or majhur zarf precedes a noun that's nakira, that's because it is mubtada mu'akhar. Delayed. So it should be in the riyalani. Riyalani. Now. Number 8. Uridu riyalan. Now, meaning? I want a riyal. Make it dual. Uridu riyalaini. Now, what is the i'rab of riyalaini? Akulu bi mansub. Now, uridu riyalaini. Number 9. نعم اشتريت هذا الزر هذا الزر بريال. What does it mean?
I bought this
button.
Button.
I bought this button for a real. Do. B riyalani or B riyalini?
Riyalani.
Okay, riyalan is marfu'un or mansubun?
Riyalani.
Why is it riyalani?
Because of the hafja.
Hafja, majroor. The sign is majroor is ya. There's no muthanna. Ishtaraytu hadha zir B riyalani. Majroor. B riyalani. Number 10. نعم عارف لغة meaning عارف عرف يعرف أنا عارف لغة I know a language make it do عارف لغتين why is it لغتين and not لغتان مفعول به عارف لغتين مفعول به منصوب نمبر 11 نعم في بلدنا لغة واحدة meaning in our country there is one language dual نعم لغتان you gotta change you can't say لغتان واحدة
yeah, right.
two languages one اثنتان لغتان اثنتان في بلدنا لغتان اثنتان طيب why is it لغتان and not لغتين Because it's the mubtada. Because lugatun is nakira, indefinite, and it's preceded by ja wal majroor. So it's the mubtada muakhar, marfu'an. So lugatani has to be also the mubtada muakhar, marfu'an. Alamatu rafi alif. Fi baladina lugatani ithnatani. Number 12. Read it again.
Hazan Kalam.
Is it Kalami or Kalamu or Kalama?
No, it's better. Hazan Kalama.
A badal can be marfoon or mansoob or majroor. But in this case, is there anything changing it, making it mansoob or making it majroor? The original rule is always dhamma. The original rule is always dhamma, unless something changing it. It's nothing changing it here, so just go with dhamma. When you don't know, go with dhamma every time. If you don't know, it may be wrong, but it's, you got more likely it's going to be dhamma than anything else. Naam. نعم هذا القلم بدولار. What does it mean?
Yeah,
this pen is a dollar. It's for $1. Costs $1. Now make it dual.
هذا القلم بدولارين.
هذا القلم بدولاراني أو بدولاريني. بدولاريني. Why? مجهور بحرف جر باء. نعم. 13. نعم. كتبت رسالة إلى أبي. What does it mean? I wrote a letter to my father. Make it dual. كتبت رسالتين إلى أبي. Why is it رسالتين and not رسالتان؟ مفعول به منصوب وعلامة نصبه يا لأنه مثنى. نعم. Number 14. جني هن. نعم. What does it mean? Anybody know? Yakfini. What does yakfini mean? Kafa yakfi. Sufficient. Yakfini is sufficient for me. Al-an. Yeah, £1 would be enough for me right now. It's sufficient. I don't need a million. Right now I just need £1. So I can get on the bus and get home. And then I'm going to be good. I got food at home and everything. يكفيني الآن جنيحٌ. جنيحٌ. نعم. If you make it dual, that it will be sufficient for me 2 junays. يكفيني الآن جنيحاني أو جنيحيني. جنيحيني. What do you say, Musa?
Junayhani.
Why? What's the hint? First of all, the easy hint to tell us what it should be. Huh?
You have to know the sentence.
Okay, even if you don't know the sentence good, we should know it grammatically, but what if you don't know the sentence good? You see that when it's singular, it's marfoon, right? So when you make it dual, is it going to change it to mansub or majroor because it's dual? No, it's going to... Whatever it is in singular, if it's marfoon singular, it's going to be marfoon when it's dual. Still gonna be, because its place in the sentence is still going to be the same. It's just that instead of it being mufrad, it's going to be muthanna. But its place in the sentence is going to remain. If it was the fa'il, it's still going to be the fa'il. But it's going to be a dual fa'il. If it was the mubtada, it's still going to be the mubtada. But it's going to be dual. So if you really can't figure it out, if you see what it is in the singular, then the dual is still going to be marfoon or majur or mansub. Whatever it is in the singular, it's going to be the same thing in dual. But grammatically in the sentence, yakfini and an, what is it that yakfini? The fa'il of kafa yakfi is junay. It's the fa'il, and the fa'il is marfoon. But in case you don't know this verb good, yakfini, I don't know what that verb is, maybe you can't recognize that the fa'il of that verb is junay. So maybe if you can't recognize that, you could use a trick and say, well, if it's marfoon when it's singular, it's going to be marfoon when it's dual. Okay, but kafa yakfi is the verb. Kafi, kafa, yakfi. Yakfi is the verb. Noon is noon al-waqaya. Ya is ya al-mutakallam, the maf'ulun bi. So you have a fa'il, mudari, and you have a maf'ulun bi. You don't have a fa'il. The fa'il is junay. Al-ana is the maf'ulun fi, zarf as the man. Okay, so this is like the other sentence we have. We have a fa'il, we have a maf'ulun bi, and we have a maf'ulun fi, but we don't have no fa'il yet. So the fa'il in the sentence is what? Junay. Junayhun. That's why it's marfu'. Junayhun. When you make a dual, junayhani. Junayhani. Yakfini al-an junayhani. Junayhani. And we're going to stop here. We went 10 minutes over time. At last, we finished this exercise, number 6. So next week, we're going to start with exercise number 7, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. But really, these first 6 exercises are dealing with duals. So really, this is the main part of the lesson. We finished. The rest of the exercise is dealing with أحدهما والآخر وإحداهما الأخرى basically. So alhamdulillah, we really finished the lesson. Next week, inshallah, try to do for homework. Write out the exercises that we did and do exercises 7, 8, 9, 10 up to the end of this lesson. 7, 8, 9, and 10. 7, 8, 9 is 4 lessons, is 4 exercises left. Actually, 7, 8, and 9 is dealing with أحدهما and 10 is mixture. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.